This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
Welcome to our first guest, Antonia Bradley of Surrey Dance Fitness. Antonia, could you sort of first of all provide the listeners with a little bit of info on what you do and where you do it?
So we provide a variety of dance fitness classes in and around Farnham, in Surrey, obviously. They're all community-based classes, and you kind of train for those separately from something like Les Mills or the sports centre type classes. So we have Zumba, Fitsteps, Club Size, Vera Flow, House Fitness, and they're all completely dance-based classes, not anything like gym classes or boot camp.
Right, and how long have you been involved in it? Or you're a partner, I think, aren't you?
I am. I met Kate 8 years ago when I was really fat and unfit. I had just come back to fitness after having my children, and I thought I'd better do something with myself. So I went to a fitness class, met Kate. I absolutely loved the class. I almost felt emotional about it. So I really got into it, started doing it 3 times a week, virtually straight away from nothing. And then Kate encouraged me to train to become a Zumba instructor, which I did. And there was a little bit of a time limit on that because it was approaching her 40th birthday and she wanted cover for her class. So I had 3 weeks to train, learn a whole class and get up and teach.
Oh,
so
wow.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Did that, then launched my own classes and I've been doing it ever since.
And was it, I think, originally called Farnham Zumba?
It was Farnham Zumba. Yeah. So we were the Zumba girls. We still are the Zumba girls. But we offer a lot more now.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And did you have to change it because of the license for Zumba or something? Is that right? Or
Yes. Legally, we couldn't be Farnham Zumba anymore because we were offering the other brands because
right.
they're all separate brands.
Okay.
So we could only be Farnham Zumba if we were only offering Zumba, but we had expanded to offer the different brands.
Yeah.
So we had to change, and we did get a bit stuck there. And we had a bit of a time limit as well because we had Zumba legal on our case because we were all over social media and websites and things like that. So we tried Farnham Dance Fitness, but it clashed with other dance schools. So we went for Surrey Dance Fitness.
Oh, I wondered why that was.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So what sort of classes do you do other than Zumba? Because I know down, I can see that you do lots of other classes.
Yep.
So can you give us a rundown on a few of them that are slightly more unusual or...
Yes. Well, we've got a new one that we're launching quite soon, actually, called House Fitness. But it's spelled a bit funny. So it's H-A-U-2.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. So strange.
House Fitness. And it's based around house music. There's funky house, deep house, and hard house. So it's for all us ex-clubbers, really.
I thought that was what Club Size was for.
Yeah, well, that's the same as well. So Club Size is around 90s clubbing music, although that includes a bit more current dance music as well now, because obviously it just expands all the time. And the house is split into the different types. So the deep house is much more of a conditioning class. A funky house is more of a dance and combat style class.
Okay.
So then you mix them together and that becomes hard house.
Hardcore house.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
Right. Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
And then we have Strong by Zumba, which is a bit like it's a HIIT, which is high intensity interval training. A bit more of your boot camp style, I guess, but still to music, still dancey. We have Fitsteps, which is around sort of ballroom, Latin. There's the cha-cha-cha and things like that. We have Vera Flow, which is a stretch dance class. So it's it's a little bit like Pilates and yoga, but with a dance to it.
Oh.
So you're holding different stretches. Oh. It's amazing, absolutely amazing. I love doing it. I don't teach that one. Kate teaches that, and Tina. We have 5 instructors working with us now. Yeah. So, and that one, you do end up doing some floor work, whereas most of our classes are all upright because you're dancing. Vera Flow, you do end up doing some floor work, and you honestly feel there's some meditation bit at the end, 5 minutes sort of meditation. And you feel like you've had a massage at the end of that class.
Brilliant.
It's amazing.
So what about the one that you do with the lights off and you've got all these bright lights?
Yeah, like Club Size.
Club Size.
Have you not tried that?
Yes.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what it is, Club Size.
Yes.
I didn't know what I was doing at the time.
Yeah, Club Size. It's in the dark with disco lights and You have a pair of flashing glow sticks in your hands, so you can use them almost like drumsticks, or you use them to, it encourages you to actually do more arm work as well, because otherwise people do can tend to sort of hold their arms down and just concentrate on footwork. But I think people like that because they can hide in the dark.
Yeah, I definitely
totally agree. That's one of the reasons why I loved it.
Actually, it's really interesting about dance classes. So you always get the people that are shy that go and stand at the back. But, of course, as an instructor, when you look out, you immediately look out across the back row. So that's where the instructor looks. But so, actually, this is a hint for everybody. If you want to hide, always stand in the front row, far right or far left.
I'll tell you what, I always go to the back. And it's not because I want to hide. It's because I want to watch the people in front of me to make sure that I'm doing it right.
Right.
Particularly sometimes because the instructor's facing you.
Yeah.
So I would rather copy the person in front of me. I have to find someone who's doing it right, because that's not a given, really, is it?
But it's really difficult, isn't it, if you're at the back and then the whole class turns around and you're at the front
and
you don't know what you're doing.
That's true.
That happened to me recently. Yeah. Now, that was scary.
Yeah.
What's bounce?
Yeah.
Bounce, that's more of a sort of a bit more hip-hop.
Okay.
Yeah, a bit more hip-hop.
And do you do everything? Obviously, you've got five instructors now, but what do you do?
I just teach Zumba.
Okay.
I did teach Clubbercise for a while as well, but because I've got another full-time job and two kids and a family, real life. and I felt I was spending too many evenings away from my children, because the busiest classes really are in the evenings,
after
and also
work.
It conflicts with jobs.
Mm, yeah.
And when my son was doing GCSEs and my daughter was sort of coming up to nearly secondary school, I just felt that I needed to be at home more, and I couldn't just keep going out every evening.
No.
And it's always, the classes are always sort of seven-ish, which is kind of, that's a busy time in a family.
Yeah.
It can be.
Yeah.
Sort of approaching bedtime.
I was going to ask, actually, I think we touched on this earlier. I've only done Kate's classes. Kate, without fail, turns up, huge smile on the face, high energy, and I sort of go sporadically. I go when I feel like it. Where if you're a teacher, you've got to turn up with a smile on your face and get on with it. I mean, how do you maintain that?
I guess anyone who's customer facing, you can do that. You can do that turning up with a smile on your face. It doesn't. It kind of, you just have to do it. And actually, once you get there, and you start talking to people, and we've really built a gorgeous, gorgeous community of lovely women, and actually a couple of men, but mainly women. So they've become friends. Some of them have become friends, but also it's not at all cliquey. So you turn up, and actually, if I have had a bad time or whatever, I'm quite honest and open. I'm a real person, so I will just say, you know, my child's just done this or whatever.
Yeah.
And then once the music starts, and you kind
just
of just get, you just kind of get on with it.
Yeah.
So it's like a performance. Really.
It is. It is.
You're on stage.
It is.
And you're elevated often, aren't you? So
I do sometimes feel a bit of a dance robot, because quite often you can't really remember what move you're supposed to be doing, but your body kind of just does it. And you think, oh, that's lucky, because my mind might have wandered off onto something else. And I think the other thing is, because it's not my full-time job, I just think, actually, if I wasn't running the class, there are plenty of Monday evenings where I would actually just stay at home and have a glass of wine.
Yeah, yeah. Which must be tempting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't, I don't. And once I'm there, I just love it. It doesn't matter what mood you're in or what horrific day you've had, that music starts and you can just go with it.
Yeah,
because the music's a really important part of the class, isn't it? And that actually, you just get taken away with it, don't you?
Yeah.
So the music makes such a difference. Do you have fun choosing the music?
Yeah, it's a bit of pressure sometimes. And sometimes you do a class and you do the playlist, and halfway through you think, oh no, there's might be two songs that are quite similar. And because there's different styles of music, this gets a bit technical here. So in Zumba, you've got reggaeton, salsa, cumbia, belly dance, African, all these different things. And sometimes I'll think I've put two songs that I really like in, and then realise they're a similar dance. But, you know, they you just go with it. You just go with the music. The funniest thing is trying to sing them, because a lot of them are in Spanish.
You're not obliged to sing along there, are you?
No, I just laugh a lot.
I did wonder, though, actually, because obviously you're doing an hour's class, normally an hour, I think.
Yeah.
How much prep for an hour's class? Or do you just turn up with your music and
Well, now I get asked this sometimes, how do you remember everything? And I think if I look over the years, how many songs I've actually done and are somewhere within my memory bank, there's got to be a few hundred. But there's 17 songs in a class, roughly.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and they don't change every week.
No.
And you will put a new one or two in every week.
Yeah.
So the main thing about learning the tracks is playing the music so you know the music. Because they're all music-led, you just have to literally have that song on, absolutely, so you know exactly what's going to change.
So every week, if you're playing, let's say you play a song this week and next week, would it be the same move to that track each time you play that
yeah.
track? Okay. So you're not making it up as you go along in terms no. of moves to song?
No. Actually, okay. That's another thing. So a lot of them, you are given the choreography to the songs, or you can make up your own choreography. But there's also a sequence to the way the moves are.
Right.
And so all the tracks that I do are set choreography, so I will learn that choreography. And so that song will always be the same every week.
Okay.
And my playlist will pretty much, it will change every week, but there will only be one or two new ones.
Okay.
Maybe a few old ones. But I won't change the whole playlist every week because it takes people a while to learn them.
Yeah.
And if you keep changing it, you just can't get into the rhythm and you can't get a workout. And it's, you know, as well as being there for fun and for dancing and everything else, it's really important that they come away sweating and maybe aching the next day a little bit.
But actually feeling that they've been able to do the moves because they've done yeah. them before, and this week they built on what they learnt last week.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's important too. Yeah. Mm,
and they
yeah.
can feel that they've achieved a little bit more. And you know, people that are wearing footsteps, you get a little bit, there's a bit of a challenge there on how many steps. Did I say footsteps?
Fitbits. Oh, but footsteps is yeah. one of your classes.
Yeah. You know, they really get a bit competitive about how many steps or how many calories they've burnt in a class, and whose class burns the most calories, and all this goes on.
I never thought about that.
And you can say to people, so how much did you burn? And then you look at the person at the back, and how much did you burn? But not everyone wants to get involved in that. But the ones that do, you know, they
get competitive, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We were going to talk to you about your event that's coming up.
Yes.
We must make sure we allow some time for that. So tell us about that.
Okay, so it's on the 24th of February at Old Thorns in Liphook, which is a gorgeous hotel. It's had a massive amount of refurb over the last few years. And we have 140 ladies and two guys. coming for the weekend, and it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then we have about 20 classes, so three classes running at any one time.
Wow.
All the different classes that we offer, plus we go out and research what are the new dance fitness trends or things that we've tried before that we think are brilliant, and we don't yet teach, so that, or they might not be in our area, so we'll bring instructors in to teach that and sort of introduce the new trends to our community. So they choose a number of classes over the day. At lunchtime, we have some speakers. So we have a nutrition lady coming to do a talk. We have another one about general women's health, and sometimes we focus on menopause. It depends, all the different things, dietary issues or allergies and things. Another lady coming to talk about makeup and skincare. They're the talks at lunchtime, and then more classes in the afternoon, and then in the evening, an amazing party with that we all get dressed up. The costumes are amazing. People really go to town. This year, it's 70s disco, so it's sequins and flares and wigs. The next day, we have a few classes, and that's it. It's a real escape.
Yeah.
It's a real experience to try all the different classes, and it's just a lovely party as well.
We're running out of time rapidly, but I just want to ask you, people can, if they want to book that, they can either go for the full two full days or they can stay overnight. Is that right?
They can either come for, they can do a day package.
Yeah.
Or they can come for the 2 days and the overnight with the party. There's more details on our website,
which is
www.surreydancefitness.com.
Brilliant. Well, I'm really sorry we've run out of time.
That's good.
Really interesting talking to you. Thank you very much. That was Antonia Bradley of Surrey Dance Fitness, and good luck with the event.
Thanks.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.